Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Friday, January 24th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Your next great escape is calling. Redwood begins previews tonight as Idina Menzel returns to Broadway for the first time in 10 years. In this new original musical, Menzel plays a grieving businesswoman who drives cross-country and finds healing in a redwood forest in Northern California. The cast also includes Kayla Wilcoxon, Deidre Ziza, Michael Park, and Zachary Noah Pizer. Redwood features music by Kate Diaz, lyrics by Diaz and Tina Landau, and a book and direction by Landau. Opening night is February 13th at the Niederlander Theater. The party's touring on. The Great Gatsby has just announced it will embark on a North American tour, launching at the Hippodrome in Baltimore, Maryland on January 31st, 2026. This marks the venue's second tour launch of the 2025-26 season, as Water for Elephants also starts up there in the fall. The Great Gatsby will visit over 50 cities. They will be determined later, as well as exact dates and casting. This tour is a giant next step for the hit musical, as is their previously announced West End run, which begins in April at the London Coliseum. In the meantime, you can still catch The Great Gatsby in New York at the Broadway Theater. In casting news, Joshua Boone will depart the Broadway company of The Outsiders this Sunday, January 26th. It is a sudden announcement, but in a statement, he cited he will be of service to a story on screen. Boone was Tony-nominated last year for his menacing portrayal of Dallas Winston in the breakout hit. Until the next Dallas is announced, which should be shortly, current understudies Daryl Tofa and Aramy Payton will alternate in the role. The Outsiders continues at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. The cast is now complete for the highly anticipated Broadway transfer of the hit London play Stranger Things: The First Shadow. Newly announced today are Terea Campbell as Patty's mom, Juan Carlos as Bob Newby, replacing the previously announced Nikki Eldridge, Robert T. Cunningham as Charles Sinclair, Ayanna Simone as Sue Anderson, Ian Dolly as Walter Henderson, Dora Dolphin as Karen Childress, Logan Gould as Lenny Byers, Shay Grant as Claudia Yount, Ted Koch as Chief Hopper, Jamie Martin Mann as Ted Wheeler, and Eric Wiegand as Alan Munson. A 13-person ensemble rounds out the company. All these new faces join the previously announced Lewis McCartney, Rosie Benton, Alex Bro, Andrew Hovelson, Allison J., T.R. Knight, Gabrielle Navaye, and Burke Swanson. Stranger Things: The First Shadow begins previews March 28th and opens April 22nd at the Marquee Theater. Broadway's Maybe Happy Ending is getting ready to party like it's 2064. The futuristic musical rom-com will be hosting a special fan performance on the evening of February 12th. All remaining seats for that night have now been put off sale and rerouted to a special digital lottery where all tickets will now cost $64. Free entries are now accepted through February 2nd at rush.telecharge.com. The first drawing of winners will begin the following day at 12 noon Eastern. And availability pending, there might be additional drawings. And that's not all they have planned for February 12th. Throughout the day, fans can experience different events and special offers, including, per playbill, merchandise giveaways during the morning in-person rush line, Q&A-style online live streams with creative team and cast members, photo opportunities with cast members, and more. The day's program will culminate in the evening show, with the audience being treated to some secret pre-show and post-show surprises. Catch Maybe Happy Ending at the Belasco Theater. Last night, the first Broadway show of 2025 officially opened. English, the new play by Sanaz Tusi, set up homeroom at the Todd Haymes Theater. Winner of the 2023 Pulitzer Prize for Drama, it follows a small group of adult Iranians studying English as preparation for the test of English as a foreign language. Reviews were, as expected, mostly positive. In a critic's pick notice in the New York Times, chief theater critic Jesse Green called it a work of uncommon discipline, directed with exceptional sensitivity that feels graver now compared to its 2022 off-Broadway run. English runs through March 2nd. And finally today, some new music just released. Another single from the forthcoming original Broadway cast recording of Swept Away, the Avett Brothers jukebox musical inspired by a real-life 19th century shipwreck and touching on themes of sacrifice, brotherhood, and religion, played its final performance on December 29th at the Longacre Theater. Inside the District has a first listen of John Gallagher Jr. leading the company in the song Satan Pulls the Strings. You can listen to the full song wherever you stream music. The entire album will release digitally on February 7th, with the physical CD release expected to follow shortly after. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.